Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aero Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, The Brokerage House, and Jennifer Scanlon.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. We call it the pregame here, but the longest junior varsity contest of all time. Still concluding here, 26 seconds remain. And Western in control, 60-51 here against the Michigan Center JV. And we're here for the varsity game between those two teams, Michigan Center Cardinals hosting the Parma Western Panthers tonight at the Ray Haynes Gymnasium on the campus of Michigan Center High School. Harshbarger, I think the address technically is South State Street, but
it is South State Street. Good job, Steve.
Yeah.
Good familiarity.
I know my geography.
It's almost like you went here.
Yeah. Or come here other times. It's exciting to be here actually tonight for me, Brian. We got a couple of Coach Moffitt was at Western last year. New coach here at Michigan Center, first time in a long time. The long tenure for Coach Travis Gaddy. And when I think about that, I think of how long you have coaches like Jim Anderson, who was around for a long time. Gaddy almost, not quite, getting the keys from Jim Anderson, but virtually, and being around almost as long. This was a great run for Coach Gaddy. Had several very good teams, and this is another good team. He, I think, wanted to move on to other stuff and at least get to watch his very talented daughter play a lot more on the Michigan Center girls team. So he gives the keys off to Anthony Howard, a guy who's been around the program for as long as since he started school, and I think he's been around this program and as coach, teacher, just a Michigan Center guy through and through. And I, for one, and my very good friend Tony, I'm excited to get to see him this year. And off to a hot start here, 6-1 for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, he walked into an interesting situation, a team loaded with talent, and that's good and bad, right? You know, if it's your first time coaching, you get heaped with the expectations because this is the class. And every school, a small school in Michigan, always has this where somewhere along the line there's a class when they're in fifth grade that you're like, I can't wait until they're seniors. Well, this is it, and they're seniors. So, you know, when you're Coach Howard and you're coming for your first year, it's nice to know you're going to be in the game. But, like I said, expectations come along with it.
Yeah, and I feel like at Michigan Center we've seen that play out, that scenario play out for a few times where a class that has a good run as maybe sophomores and then as juniors, and then eventually that senior class comes around, and Michigan Center just hasn't been able to complete that they won a district title and ended the run of Hanover Horton. They've done some stuff, but they're just coming up a little shy of what I think the potential seems to be. And so today, or this year, you hope that they can capitalize and take it to where it seems like it needs to go.
Yeah, you know, in men's basketball, it is tough to get to a Final Four. You go through some really good teams, and for a school the size of Michigan Center, it's a big Cascades team, but a really small Division II team.
Right.
So, you know, and that really, I think, shows up particularly on the men's side, where you all of a sudden have to go up against some Marshalls and Coldwaters and even Westerns of the world, you know, schools that have 200 or 300 more kids than you, and that can be tough.
Yeah, and, you know, Marshall, you got right where I was trying to go. Marshall, the lone loss on the record, 64-50, that score. And I talked with Coach Howard about it, and he said, you know, that was just a really good Marshall team. They had good numbers and some very athletic big kids. And he said, actually, the guy that really got to him, there was a guard that just kind of lit him up. So
I was actually at that game.
Were you?
Yeah, they were very athletic. And Coach Moffitt said they have Marshall this week too. So
yeah,
a little back-to-back Michigan Center-Marshall game.
Yep, some tough stuff for the Panthers. And it's been tough stuff for the Panthers this year. Started out 2-6, just 1-2 in the league. Coming off a win, however, at the Spring Arbor, it was the Shot Clock Classic. I think they still call it that, but I don't think they had Shot Clock this year. as evident by the 39-37 final score. You don't usually get numbers that low in a shot clock game, but Granville Calvin Christian. So coming off a win, maybe feeling a little bit good. They also beat Hastings 48-27 in the only other win on the year for them. It's a tough, that I-8 is tough. Week in, week out, you got Coldwater, you got Marshall, you've got some of those big schools, Harper Creek. There's
Penfield really good this year.
Penfield very good this year, and they actually are they beat Marshall. So it goes to show you that this is that league year in and year out continues to be pretty tough. And to Western's credit, as a program, they have often been part of the reason why that league is tough. They've been very good over the course of the last few years. This maybe feels like a rebuild. I just think it's a different than what they're used to. They graduated a lot of kids. Maverick Hammond was responsible for a lot of points. Now he's not here. Where do you get those points from? And I think they're still finding that identity. But as you said, you spoke with Coach Moffitt, and they are they're pesky. They play hard, and they're good defensively.
Yeah, well, and, you know, to your point, it's a contrast in experience. We talked about the Michigan Center experience. Geez, they have four guys that have maybe has 3 years of starting experience. Mm-hmm. You look at that Western team, and you just mentioned, I think, boy, I don't know the exact percent, but I'd say 80 to 90% of their scoring left.
Yeah.
So Coach Moffitt was saying, you know, we're not sure game to game where we're going to get that scoring. He knows that they're going to have some of it come from the defense that turns into offense. So they are pesky, and this will be a good just contrasting battle tonight, I think.
Yeah, and it does seem like no matter who's at the helm, going back to Molnix and then in between and now Moffitt, they tend to have a pretty good press defense, and that's where they get a lot of their, again, they can get a lot of points off of those turnovers and speeding teams up and making them make mistakes.
Yeah, and that's something every coach says they want to do. You know, there's never a basketball coach that says, we don't want to be a gritty team. You know, everybody thinks, well, we want some grittiness. We want to turn some defense into offense. But the fact is, can you do it?
Right.
Yeah.
And, again, this is a talented Michigan Center team. So I think we're in for a good one tonight. And I think both of us are saying, you know, what we know about both these two teams, it's interesting because it's hard to play out ahead of time what we think is going to happen. So it's just going to be fun to watch. And we'll talk a little bit more about it right now. Let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll get the starting lineups and get closer to tip-off. The Western Panthers JV with the win tonight. We'll see if their varsity can do it on the road here at Michigan Center. The Cardinals and the Panthers live on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes of Michigan Center High School tonight, boys basketball contest. And Brian, let's without further ado, let's go ahead and get those starting lineups.
Okay, well, let's start with the visiting Panther team. They're going to be starting today. Number one, Rourke Watterson, the senior. Senior number two, Chance Pangborn. Junior Charlie Stevens, number five. Junior Brody Parrott. And cousin to him, Junior Andrew Parrott, number 22.
I always love it when there's a couple of people with the same last name for my call purposes.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have three parrots.
We have three parrots.
Last year, I think we only had a pair of parrots, but we're up to three, so
three parrots.
Good luck.
Our menagerie's growing. We call it aviary.
Oh, okay. How about
for the Cardinals?
For the Cardinals, we're going to have senior Hayden Hinkle starting, junior Trey Collins, senior Miles Finch, senior Travis Collins, so there you go, pair of Collins brothers, and Jaden Watson, the senior, number 23 tonight.
Jaden Watson, another guy who, you know, that you always look for him to kind of take a step forward. He's an athletic matchup nightmare, just long but quick. It's tough to guard him with a big because he can take you outside a little bit, beat you off the dribble. Can't guard him with a little guy because he will use that size advantage, so he really is a matchup problem. And if he takes a step forward and really becomes that problem in the middle, that makes everything easier for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it was interesting. Last year they played Western twice, once in the regular season, once in the tournament. Watson, I think, had 25 against them their first game, two the second game of the tournament. And it was a flip-flop of scores, too, as center really dismantled them in the regular season, which you might have been about to get to that. So I won't steal your thunder here.
Oh, December 16th, 2024, Michigan Center 52, Western 30 in their gym.
Yeah.
Fast forward to the postseason, and 79-43, Western turned the tide. And tale of two different games. Michigan Center really did just came out with the energy in that first game at Western. That was a game I was at. We did on the radio. And Watson, in particular, got a little bit hot from beyond the three-point line. And just, you know, that kind of set them apart. And once Michigan Center got ahead, there was just no coming back. And they really locked down Maverick Hammond in that game. And then unable to do the same. He actually went unconscious for a while in that playoff game. We were there for that, where he was throwing stuff up from anywhere and it just was falling in. And
one of the best shooting performances you and I have seen.
Yeah.
I think he's still making buckets.
Yeah, he went unconscious that game. That was a really fun district last year, actually. And, you know, we're looking forward to maybe something similar this year, really. But
yeah, and Steve, if this game doesn't turn out very well, maybe we can get a coach's battle, because Maverick on the coaching staff, along with Ian Weller, tell you what, Coach John Moffitt can play. I know he could. I'm guessing he still can. Derek Below, Ben Parrott, all on the coaching staff for Michigan Center. Got Tony Howard and Rafe Johnson and Hayden Hinkle. We have a heck of a good coaching
staff. Yeah, geez, that might be a be fun to watch.
See
Howard, Coach Howard will hurt. He'll hurt himself. He's injury prone.
And old.
Although, if he beat me in a marathon in a second, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. He's still in shape.
One of those guys
he?
Who does, tortures himself for fun. It's the your better half, Lisa Haynes,
right,
making an appearance.
On the book tonight. Hopefully she performs at least to the level of nine.
tried to give her a chocolate-covered pretzel, and she made a face like it was gross. We are getting closer to tip-off here. I want to mention Form Energy Drink. We heard the break. I had a grape smash flavor tonight. 15 calories, all the energy that I need, hydration to go with. I'm a fan.
Are you a grape, like, just a grape flavor fan in general?
Not always, but I like... Yeah. Since now that I like all the flavors of Form Energy, a lot of times when I go to the store and they have all four flavors, I just buy one of each.
Okay.
And get four at a time. They do have an exclusive at 7-Eleven where you can get it's the Folds of Honor, and it's cherry flavored. And that might be the best one, actually. But you got to go to that specific location to get it. And so that's tough on me because it's not really on my way. I'm all about shopping proximity.
Yeah, but you're all about the sponsors, though, too. And good for you, taking care of them.
Yep. Someone's trying.
Yeah, cool. So, I'm not sure.
They have. I think she just wanted a picture, but they have more rosters over there. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, just a couple minutes from game time here again. Cardinals and Western Panthers squaring off tomorrow. Another game, back to back nights. Connor Dockery will make his way over to Jackson High as they host Magic Johnson's alma mater, Lansing Everett. We used to always get those when they played in that. That conference, you used to see all the Lansing teams, but it's not as frequent these days. But I think that'll be a cool one for Connor down at Jackson High tomorrow. And then Friday, you and I make our way to Vandercook Lake for the Homer Trojans in town to take on the Jayhawks. And I think I like that one for the matchup. I think it's two teams that are going to be competitive and should be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, 2026 of basketball with you, Steve.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun year. We got some Jackson College stuff on the schedule as well, so that'll be on a lot of Fox Sports 101.9 FM. After this game tonight, Red Wings hockey for us here on the network, too. So as soon as we'll kind of abbreviate the post game if we can, already off to a late start here with the lengthy JV contest, but we will get you right to Red Wings hockey or whatever we can get of that game left for you, and I'll give you score updates when I can get them here during our game as well. And what did I get? A Pistons Knicks score was 1-0. That sounds like a Red Wings score. All right, let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. When we come back, tip-off time, Michigan Center Cardinals and the Western Panthers and WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls. and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes as the starting lineups get introduced on the floor here at the Ray Haynes Gymnasium. And we're brought to you by Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, Jackson Public Schools, and the brokerage house, Jennifer Scanlon. Thanks to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, and, of course, a number of other fine sponsors. Glad to be out here in Michigan Center. Phelps Towing, one of our sponsors. Of course, their hometown just a few minutes away over there on Page Avenue, 764-1921. To get in touch with Phelps Towing. Keys to the game tonight, Brian. What do you think for the Cardinals to beat this Western team?
Well, for the Cardinals, I think kind of keeping their cool is actually, and that's usually not one of our keys to the game, but Cardinals have had some technical foul issues early in the season. And when you're going against this pesky defense that Western's going to provide, In fact, we saw a JV technical foul for the Cardinals, so they're going to have to keep their cool. On the Western side, you know, it's going to be who's going to become their scorer, and if it's a close game, do they have somebody to kind of be their closer?
Yeah, that's an important role in tight games like that. I know the technical foul thing. I heard there's a certain word that's not being tolerated this year, and it's kind of a visual for, off the tap. Cardinals get it, and Hinkle out on a runout. Went up for the dunk and missed it, but a pretty tomahawk attempt. And now we get a travel call against Jaden Watson right away. So the Cardinals with a missed shot, an offensive rebound, and a turnover on their first possession. And we're underway, scoreless here.
It's usually a sign of a well-coached team when you get a good layup off the jump ball like that. It's definitely play set up, and Hinkle almost with the flush.
I feel like Tony Howard, the coach here, played with him under Jim Anderson's tutelage, and that was one of our goals off the tap. We knew we were going to win it most of the time because we had Big Sean Hayes. And we'd have somebody run into the basket. There's a turnover and a run out for Jaden Watson, and he goes up for a slam attempt, misses, but gets a foul call. And that looks like he just lost his jump there. Didn't elevate the way he needed to, but we'll go to the free throw line, and maybe we can end this scoreless tie.
We talk about contrast in styles. That was a contrast in heights as Jaden Watson going in for a possible dunk. About 6'5", maybe, and he's going about 5'4". Rourke Watterson was matched up with him.
Cardinals on the board first here, 1-0 on the made free throw for Watson. And that second one, and that goes down as well. And I think that's where, again, Watson has an advantage. Is he's good in that mid-range. And at the free throw line, so you can't really take away a lot from him because he'll beat you in other ways. Try to take away the post, and he gets you in the high post. As the Panthers moving around the perimeter here, at the top, and a drive from Charlie Stevens, nowhere to go. Backs it back out to Brody Parrott. Parrott to the top for Watterson, right near that Cardinal logo at center court, and Western will reset, trailing 2-0. Parrott now on the wing. That's Brody. Top of the key for Chance Pangborn, and he's going to go dribble to the right side. High post now for the other parent, Andrew. He goes into the paint, drops it off for Brody, and there's a nice little move and kind of a nice cut, parrot to parrot. We got a 2-2 tie.
I like that, parrot to parrot.
Into the corner there now for the Pinkle, and he goes to the high post, comes around and gets it again at the top. Watson now right wing, puts it on the deck, splits the D into the air, kind of forced that shot up, almost got it to go off the backboard, missed it. Travis Collins with the rebound momentarily, loses his footing and loses the basketball. Western the other way. wing for Parrott. They leave him alone, and he fires, and short. Rebounded Trey Collins, kind of his first touch. Left side for Hinkle. Cutter down under the basket as Travis Collins has to save it, and he gets it taken away by Watterson. One-on-one Watterson on the break. Now has somebody cutting down the lane. Drops it in, and point-blank jump hook miss Charles Stevens. And the Cardinals get it back. 2-2 tie.
This is that low scoring that Western is comfortable at.
Yeah, I guess if the game kind of stays this way, if they can keep Michigan Center off balance on the defensive end, then they'll be able to stick around and maybe have a chance at this one late. Crossover move. Trey Collins passes it out to Watson. Looked like he was going to take the elbow jumper. Instead gets it up to Travis Collins, who bangs in a three. Nothing but net there. And it's 5-2 Cardinals.
It's a part of Travis Collins' game that I think has really developed throughout the years. He's a lot better three-point shooter now than he used to be as a sophomore.
There's one out to the wing for Andrew Parrott. Missed, rebounded by Hinkle. And Hinkle, having Hinkle back for the Cardinals is huge. They missed him last season with an injury. Collins drives. That's Travis. Missed the bunny. And rebound battle goes out onto the floor. And I think we get Watson for a foul there, leaning on a rebounder. First foul of the game for Jaden Watson. 4:54 to play. 5-2 Michigan Center.
I think our listeners need to know, for you calling out scores, you're going to have to do a little turnaround as one of the scoreboards that we can see. Somebody, yeah. Maverick Hammond might have come in and shot the lights out earlier.
Yeah. Andrew Parrott with the high post move. Backing in against Watson. Double team comes. He gives it up to to Watterson. Watterson calling for another screen. Goes right side. Skips it around. And Brody Parrott tries to fire it down to Andrew. Hinkle knocks it up in the air and then tries to save it. That'll go out off the Cardinals. And Western Panther ball.
Good hustle by Hinkle. Got that deflection, almost a save. He saved it to a Cardinal, but it was just Coach Howard.
First round of substitutions here. That's going to get Isaac Gernand on the floor and Jaden Willis.
Willis, we saw last year, is kind of coming in to give him some defensive minutes. We'll get a timeout.
Looks like that's the case. 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second commercial break. 4:27 to play first quarter. 5-2 Michigan Center leads on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the first quarter here, first time out of the game, and a 5-2 lead, and we're nearly halfway through this first quarter, not a lot of scoring. Good defense by both squads, and the Cardinals have created a couple turnovers. I think they've... The offense looks a little like the ball movement's not where it needs to be. I'm sure that's something they spoke about in the timeout. Meanwhile, Watterson goes to Parrott in the post. He makes a move against Watson, spins. Great drop step and finish there for Andrew Parrott.
Yeah, not quite as tall as Watson, but using that big old strong body, Andrew Parrott. Nice move.
He was a pretty sure tackler for the Western football team, too. If I'm not mistaken. Hinkle from the wing drives to that high post, drops it down to Collins, back out to Hinkle. Now into the corner for Watson. He'll look to drive, backs it out to Hinkle at the top. Pump fakes a couple times, drives to the basket. Goes up with the left hand, one-handed. Wow. Tough shot, but got it. Picture perfect off the window and in. 7-2 now Cardinals, or excuse me, 7-4.
It looks like Hinkle's just trying to draw a foul, but nice shot. Oh,
Parrott follows the play, leave him alone at the top of the key, knocks down a triple, and 7-7 tie.
You don't usually see the big strong man with that kind of drop step and then come out with the feathery touch. Yeah. That looked nice.
Nikola Jokic kind of kind of vibe right now from Parrott. Let's see if he can drop some dimes. Collins goes baseline, skips it across. Trey Collins from the corner open for three, missed though, and Parrott with the rebound. That's Andrew out to Watterson. Watterson running the break. No real numbers. Gets into the corner. Grenade open for three, and he'll fire and hit. And just like that, Western's up 10-7. That's an 8-0 run.
Grenade, another big fella shooting the three.
Yeah, he's long, and I always watch
the Porzingis look.
I definitely like that comparison. Grenade always in like warm-ups. He's got good length, athleticism, and he dunks fairly easily. So maybe he'll get a breakaway. There's a great cut by Travis Collins on the baseline. They find him. He makes the reverse layup, and the Cardinals' scoring drought is over. They still trail by one, 10-9. Western leads with the ball. Watterson at the top of the key moves over to the left wing. Now back to the top.
Sorry, Steve. That was a nice find by Hinkle, too. Probably Cardinals' best passer.
Stevens gives it up to Grenade. Now right wing. Willis back cut for Stevens. And lefty finish. Missed it, but there's Parrott. I wonder where the scoring's going to come from right now. It's big Andrew Parrott.
Yeah, getting it done at all three levels. Well, offensive board.
It's a handoff. Finch to Watson. He drives. Challenged by Grenade. Missed it, but got his rebound to put it back in. And it's a 12-11 game here. 1 point difference. Western leads. They've got the rock across midcourt. Is Watterson called for a screen. Now goes the other way. Now goes back to the screen to the right wing. Couple switches for the Cardinals. They're kind of switching everything here. Parrott driving from the top down to the elbow. Hands it off there to Watterson. Andrew Parrott looks for some post position. Watterson takes it back out top to reset the spacing for the Panthers. Right wing now, Grenade. And we'll get a legal screen call, I think, as Stevens popped open down to the baseline.
So we got Jaden Willis there with the illegal screen.
A couple substitutions here for Coach Howard as Sharp gets in and sees his first action. Also Bradley for the Cardinals. And then additionally, Darius O'Dunton.
Yeah. Assistant Coach Hinkle telling us that O'Dunton kind of giving him some good defensive minutes for the Cardinals this year.
Trey Collins gets a screen, moves left wing. Into the corner, O'Dunson. He's going to dribble around. Skips it across to Sharp on the right wing. Puts it on the deck into the paint. Backs it back out to Collins. He's open for that three. Shoots long. And rebound battle down low. And Bradley couldn't quite reach. Lucas Parrott a little taller. So Bradley will get his first foul. And still 12-11. Cardinals trailing here with 1:03 to play first quarter. And Western gets the ball back after the foul. Two team fouls for each squad.
I like that. With it provides for a good flow.
Grenade on the wing, deep. Willis coming across off a screen to the top right wing now. Watterson, top of the key. Brody Parrott back into the game. He makes a dribble move, gives it up into the corner. Watterson open for three, fires long. Lucas Parrott with the board out to Willis. He pump fakes the three, drives into the elbow, floater goes. Free throw line floater. And Hinkle. Yeah,
injury timeout. Officials timeout.
Something happened to Hayden Hinkle there where he came out and went into the locker room with the trainer.
Trainer Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah's on it.
As usual.
One of the finest trainers in the area for our money.
Oh, yeah. Since I don't pay for it at all.
And we really don't know many.
14-11 after the bucket there for Western. 3-point lead, Cardinal ball, Sharp in the corner, down to the block for Watson. Back to the basket, working against Willis and battling there and get a travel call against Watson. Willis giving up a good 9 inches in height there, but able to body up on the taller Watson and forced him to kind of pull the chair out a little there at the end.
Yeah, it was almost like Watson felt that he had the shorter Willis, and he was just determined. But Willis showing some lower body strength and holding him back.
Yeah, no question that Willis is a strong kid. He's another one of those football standouts for Western. Watterson getting a step. It looked like on O'Dunton, but they pick it off. And then a little fader from the free throw line, and Willis hits again. That's his spot right there at the free throw line. And the Cardinals, time runs out on the first quarter. 16-11, 5-point lead for Western. Found some offense there late in the quarter. We'll see what they can do in the second quarter. 1 minute break, and we're back with the second quarter here on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Deep Oil Brian Haynes as we get the second quarter underway. 16-11 lead for Western with the ball. Watterson trying to get to Parrott and Hinkle back denying that pass. You said Hinkle, maybe the best passer, probably the most aggressive defender out here, too, for the Cardinals. And he'll be that guy who draw that assignment, usually of the other team's best player.
Yeah. He does a little bit of everything. He'll take a charge, good shooter, good passer, great defender, and good length.
Yep. We saw athletic. It would have been nice if that dunk had gone down. I think that would have been our first one of the year. Off the dribble into the paint, pump fake, and shot left short there by Chance Pangborn, rebounded by Hinkle, and the Cardinals clear it out, trailing 16-11. Right wing for Watson. He gets it back to the top. Hinkle calling for a screen out behind the back, dribble into the lane, picks it up. Oh, if he had just turned to look back at the hoop, they left him alone. Instead, they turn it over. Willis running the break. Skips it across. Pangborn open for three. Fires. Hits.
We saw Pangborn do that a little bit last year. He's one of the returners that did score a little bit for Western, and I know he's capable of knocking that down. Center needs to find out where he is.
19-11, when we were wondering where points were going to come from for the Panthers, I think it's been answered. Where is the Cardinals going to get points from? Watson's been finding it tough sledding in there. Trey Collins, step back, three. Long rebound, Watson. Squeezes in there tight and able to get the putback to go. Jaden Watson showing the athleticism there. Cuts the lead to 6, 19-13, 6:36 to go, first half.
That's Watson's with 6 for the Cardinals.
Watterson making a crossover move and a near steal there by Collins. And we'll get a foul call against Watterson.
Another illegal screen, I think, from this one, Brody Parrott. You know, that's going to be on Brody Parrott, but that's one where if you're a guard, you got to kind of let him get set. He took off a little bit early, and Parrott was still coming up.
It's a lost art these days, I think, sometimes setting up. You know, the screener can be fine. The ball handler's got to set him up for that. A little Euro step move there by Trey Collins in the paint, missed it, and then takes a shot to the noggin on his way back through the play. And now we're going to travel call on the paint, the takeoff for Pangborn. Little pump fake takeoff, didn't put on the deck fast enough. Travel call and a turnover back to the Cardinals. 19-13, we got 6:13 to play first half.
If you're a loyal listener, you know that's a call you and I kind of question sometime. But that one, he definitely traveled.
Yeah. Trey Collins with the rock for the Cardinals. Working to the left wing, hands up to Travis Collins. Crosses over, drives into the corner. Trey pump fakes from the three, now drives, gets in deep, and finishes. Oh, dragging that gather step and swoops past the defender, got off his feet too soon. 19-15, Cardinals trail. Willis with the ball on the wing, drives into that free throw line area he likes, pulls up, and that one's short.
He likes it less after that one.
Yeah, that one looked a little forced. Cardinals back the other way. Trey Collins steps back at the elbow, skips it across to Hinkle for an open three. That's going to go off the heel. Cardinals struggling from beyond the arc so far. There's Landon Sharp, rather, hanging out and gives it to Watson, who went for the two-handed stuff and missed. They go down to Andrew Parrott. He makes the catch Sharp coming down to challenge, and he'll get called for the foul, and we'll get free throws for Andrew Parrott.
That's a big swing there. I mean, you always like the excitement of a big two-hand flush, but, you know, he misses it. Western gets the run out. Now Parrott has a chance to make that a little four-point swing.
19-15. Parrott at the strike. And drills it. Kind of a... Want to see the rest, you know, all the aspects of Parrott's game, because right now he's looked like an outstanding player here for the Panthers.
Well, we saw a drop step, a rebound put back, a three, and now one for one from the stripe. What else you want, Steve?
Yeah.
I mean, how about some dribbling, ball handling?
Yeah, right. What more could we hope for up to this point from a big man? He's shown all the tools. Finch back into the game, moving left side, pull up three, short. It might have been tipped. Rebounded by Watterson. And back the other way, 21-15 lead for the Panthers. Watterson setting up the offense, gets a screen from Andrew Parrott. He fades on the screen, now gives it up to Gernon, skip pass to the right wing. Brody Parrott and Collins in the passing lane. Trey taking the breakaway all the way in with the left hand and finish. That's the kind of player Trey Collins can really be, that kind of sneaky steal guy, fast break points that helps the Cardinals when they have not been scoring well out of their half court. Find other ways. Pangborn at the top of the key, right wing. Now Watterson. Gernon trying to post up on Hinkle. They won't go there and move to the other side, and now back out in space. 4:12 to go. 21-17. Western leads. Watterson near the Cardinals center court logo. Gets a step on Collins all the way into the paint. Gets in deep. And draws a whistle, goes to the floor, and that'll be free throws. And that's going to go against Watson.
Yeah, he gave it to Watson, but I think that was really on Collins. I think Watson is asking about that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to get Coach Howard to go to the bench. Maybe avoid picking up another quick one for Watson here late in the half. 4:03 to go in the second, and another free throw good for the Panthers. Watterson hits. That'll be our first appearance in the game now for Henry Wright. Henry got a couple starts last year.
Yeah, he did. He's kind of one of those glue guys. You know, he's always going to give his effort on the boards.
Watterson hits both, and good free throw shooting for the Panthers. You know, if you're a team that doesn't feel like they have a light-up scorer, being good at the free throw line can really help.
Yep, that's 4 for 4 for them right now.
Collins backs it out to Finch, gives it up in the corner. Now Hinkle drives into the elbow, pumps, backs it up to Trey Collins. He'll take the deep triple. That one goes.
Collins kind of starting to heat it up a little bit. Trey with 9-6 in this quarter, 7 in this quarter.
Cardinals cut the lead to 3 here. Looking for a stop now. Gernand out of the corner, 3:27 to go. Watterson out on the floor. Collins tracking him. The volleyball 10-foot line goes to the wing for Brody Parrott, and Travis Collins right up in his grill. No space against Travis. And Travis Collins is a guy you really can't. You're not going to beat him with your first step, so he can get all up in your grill. Meanwhile, Watterson continues to work the perimeter, now switched on Finch on him. Works all the way over the left wing, gets a screen from Andrew Parrott, rolls, drives, Watterson blocked. That was right. Got a hand up into that one. Now the loose ball, and the Cardinals facing a fast break the other way. Not going to get any points. Good recovery there by Western. Travis Collins now has it out on the left wing deep. 2:40 to play, and it's still 23-20. Cardinals can tie it up here with a triple. Hinkle looks to drive, splits the deep, picks up the dribble down to the block, has to back it out. Goes to the top of the key there, and the jumper for Henry Wright is a two-pointer, and it's a one-point game, 23-22. Cardinals making a little run here, getting their offense going. A nice open jumper from about the free throw line there for Henry Wright.
Yep, another good assist from Hinkle.
Right wing Gernon now looking to drive on Wright, gets a screen. They switch it, and Trey Collins went for the steal, gives up an open look in the corner, missed by Watterson, and now rebounded by Brody Parrott. He's going to force his way in. Gernon using that height gets the rebound. Another chance, and that one comes off. Travis Collins goes up high to get it. and get a reach-in call. And that's going to go against Stevens. 23-22, Cardinals trail by one. Get the stop there. Minute 52 to go till halftime.
Western has four players all with one foul. Jaden Watson, the only player in any kind of foul trouble, with two for the Cardinals.
It does feel like the Cardinals' effort level has increased from that first quarter. Trey Collins open. Three. Oh, goes up the heel. Rebound Hinkle. Down deep. Skips. Tries to skip it into the corner. Good job by Parrott to get in that passing lane. Gives it up to Brody. Gives it up to Andrew now. He's going to try to hand off to Watterson. Watterson now at the top. Gets into the free throw line area. Backs it out. 1:24 on the clock and counting down to the halftime. 23-22 Western leads. Left wing Stevens. Screens. Pulls the triple. Lefty shot. No good. A little long. Rebounded by Finch and running the floor for the Cardinals. Skips it across. Hinkle. Pumps the three. Doesn't take. Dribbles out. Deep left wing. Working across the middle. Now steps up to the three-point line and fires. Good! Cardinals first lead in a long time. And it's 25-23 and a timeout from the Western bench. 54.9 to play in this quarter, in this half. Let's take a 30-second commercial break and finish up the first half when we return. 25-23. Michigan Center leads on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Willis back into the game for Western. He triggers the inbound to Watterson. Stevens, Andrew Parrott, and Anthony Miller on the floor for Western. Stevens has it on the left wing out to the top for Miller. He dribbles left side. Now down to the block for Andrew Parrott. Got a mismatch there with Henry Wright. Nice footwork again and just elevates. Puts it off the window. And scoring drought ends for the Panthers. 25-25. And I think Michigan Center is going to hold it out for one here with just under 30 seconds to play.
Just two post touches from Parrott. Two times that drop step. We're going to call that his go-to move. Two for two.
Collins drives in. Goes and challenges. Parrott just kind of lets it go. Don't want to commit that foul late in the half, but it gives the Cardinals a 27-25 lead, 10 seconds to play. Right wing, and a drive from Watterson gets in deep. Collins able to slash that, and it goes off of Watterson's knee and out of bounds. And normally, the way he swung his arms, yeah, they call it, that's a quick whistle. I don't think he got much contact. I think it was a clean play.
It was a good call, just looked bad.
And Collins fires the three-quarter court triple at the buzzer, and the halftime will commence. 27-25 Michigan Center, comeback style after trailing for much of that first half. Cardinals got a little bit of energy from Trey Collins, and it just seemed to permeate the rest of the team, and just the effort level went way up there.
Yeah, Trey Collins with nine in the second quarter, and like you said, that offense spurt kind of led to a little defensive intensity.
Yeah, and I think Trey Collins kind of got himself going with a couple of nice defensive plays and a couple of fast break points. So just just a nice end of the half for the Cardinals. Meanwhile, Western showed they've got some weapons. You know, we weren't sure where it was going to come from. If I'm Coach Moffitt, I'm calling plays for Andrew Parrott all the time.
Yeah.
Let's get him down there, especially when you got him matched up on a smaller guy. I mean, matching up with Watson. Watson's got him in length a little bit. Well, that's a tougher matchup, but if you get him matched up on Henry Wright or essentially almost anybody except maybe Hinkle, then it's an advantage for Parrott with that. He's got a big, strong body, and clearly he's got some nice footwork and a good touch around the basket.
Yeah, I agree. Both Hayden Hinkle and Travis Collins are both kind of defensive stoppers, so you got to look for somebody else. And like you said, Parrott with Watson guarding him, take it to him, especially Watson has two fouls.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that.
Bonus.
That's probably something that I say in the locker room if I'm Coach Moffitt also. Say, hey, if you got Watson on you, make him work for it. Make him stop you.
Yeah, and I'm always a big fan and just little shot fakes, too. High school players love to block shots, and when you're 6'5 like Watson is,
yep.
You know, I don't blame him. I'd like to block shots if I was like that, too. Give him a little something and take that right into his body.
Yep. All right, again, 27-25, the score, Michigan Center with the two-point lead. This one's been a little bit back and forth, and I think we're in for an exciting second half. Let's take a three-minute break here, and we'll get the points totaled up and let everybody know what happened in the first half. 27-25, Cardinals lead on WKHM.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, and the Cardinals coming from behind to grab a lead, largely with the scoring of Trey Collins there in the second half, but or the second quarter, rather. But, Brian, let's find out how the numbers worked out from your unofficial aspect.
Okay, yeah. Well, unofficially for Western, we have Rourke Watterson with two, Chance Pangorn with three, Brody Parrott with two, Jaden Willis with four, Isaac Gernand, with three, and Andrew Parrott, 11.
Yeah, nice half for Parrott, and inside and out play, just looks like a good shooter, nice player as a junior for the Panthers. How about for the Cardinals?
For the Cardinals, Hayden Hinkle had five with few assists. Henry Wright came off the bench with two. Travis Collins with a three-pointer with three. Jaden Watson with six. And Trey Collins leading the way with 11 after having nine in the second quarter.
Did you have Travis with only three?
I did.
So he had the three-point make, and then he had that reverse layup too. So he had That's got to be five.
I'm at five.
All right.
Good eye,
Steve. We'll try to get that official tally. I know the stat guy. We'll see what we can get from him.
No. The stat guy is just looking for snacks right now.
Tell him help himself.
I don't even know if he's keeping stats. He's just trying to look official. And
We're going to head to the second half here. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break, and then we'll get ready for the second half. 27-25 Michigan Center leads here on WKHM.
Hey, folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes getting ready for the second half here, 27-25 Cardinals. What would you like to see Michigan Center do different in the half court?
Well, in the half court, I'm going to go on the defensive end. That second quarter, they started picking up the intensity, and you noticed that too. And, it felt like they just came out thinking, we're probably favorites here. We can do whatever we want. Mm-hmm. But we knew that Western team was going to be gritty and ready to go.
Would you say it was it Coach Moffitt's term, maybe pesky?
Yeah, for sure. And he had told me, too, they have been working on some more offensive sets. You know, when you're struggling getting the ball in the hoop, you got to can't just create, so you need to start setting up some plays and maybe get some good looks, which they did get some good looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cardinals struggled shooting a lot in that first quarter too, so if those shots start going down as the double team comes to help on Travis Collins and a turnover for the Cardinals right away. Watterson does a great job running the break. Willis left it a little short on the open look, gets the rebound on the miss out to Andrew Parrott for three. That's going to go off rim and long rebound chased out by Hinkle. Cardinals get away with the turnover there, get the ball back, and they give it up to Finch here at the top. He drives, skips it out for Collins. Deep three, got it. Trey Collins with the triple and continues where he left off in the first half. Puts his total out to 12 now, and the Cardinals lead it 30-25.
That stroke is looking smooth right now for Trey Collins.
It's almost like he had to move back a little. He was shooting them too strong in the first half. There's Willis from the top for a three. That goes side rim. Hinkle, another rebound, and he's going to draw a whistle there, too, as he went up big with Andrew Parrott. And Parrott wins the battle of size there, but Hinkle got up a little higher, squeezed that basketball, and took the bump. 30-25, and the Cardinals get the ball back in the foul.
Since that's Parrott's just first, I don't mind that. That's good physical play. And when you're kind of the lone big man down there, you're going to have to kind of assert some dominance down there. So I don't mind that foul.
Travis Collins in the corner working it out. Now crosses over into the paint. Double team down there. Stays up in the air. And good job to even get a shot off at that point. Felt a little forced, but Travis Collins will get rewarded with free throws for the effort.
That one's going to go against Brody Parrott, his second. First Panther with two.
6:49, third quarter. 30-25, make it 31-25 with the free throw make for Travis Collins. Another thing, I think over the years, Travis Collins has proven he's a pretty reliable free throw shooter.
Yeah, he is.
Makes them both. 32-25, 7-point lead for the Cardinals.
And kind of a game of runs so far. Is it Western's turn?
When do they make one? Andrew Parrott way out on the wing. And we get another foul away from the ball. An illegal screen.
Okay, got that on Pangborn, it looks like.
That's about the third time we've seen that call in this game. Michigan Center kind of switching everything, so screening has really been ineffective against them. Trey Collins comes over the center line for the Cardinals. Backing it up against Watterson. He reaches in, knocks it away. Trey Collins recovers, now looking to drive on Watterson. Spins, and we get an offensive foul call against Trey Collins.
Good foot movement there by Watterson. Is that peskiness that we talked about?
I think so, and I in no way am I saying that it wasn't the correct call, but Watterson did a good job of playing it up a little bit too, going to the ground and got the call he wanted. And now we get a call at center court against Stevens. Was he
saying
pushing off?
Yeah, I think they just called him carrying it.
Oh.
A little back and forth sloppiness right there.
Yeah. Trey Collins takes the inbound for the Cardinals as Hinkle gets a little advice from Coach Howard. Now he screens and rolls into the paint. Hinkle needed to go up there with the intention of shooting that one. Making an extra pass would have been nice. Collins always open in the corner for the triple, but Hinkle was point blank and very athletic. He can elevate down that close to the basket. He's passing it in now. Drops it in for Watson back into the corner for Hinkle. Clears it out to Finch. Pump fakes, now drives into the air, into the corner. Collins, Trey, pump fakes, backs it back. Fading three and drilled it. A highlight reel play for Trey Collins and continues, and they stretch the lead out to 10, their largest lead of the game. And still scoreless in the second half here for Western.
You see guys in high school that think they have that step back, and most of them don't. Trey Collins has it.
There's Watterson off the dribble. Goes right side. Pangborn drives. Floats it and misses. Rebounded by Travis Collins looking to run. Gives it up for Hinkle. Couldn't make the catch and then loses it out of bounds. I think Travis Collins got in between a lob pass and a chest pass, and it just put Hinkle in an awkward spot where he was trying to jump but then also not jump.
Yeah.
Turnover on the fast break. 35-25, though. The Cardinals continue to keep Western off the board here in the second half. And Charlie Stevens gives it up to the top. Andrew Parrott hands off to Stevens again around the screen, and we'll get a foul, and I think that's going to go against Finch. trying to fight around a screen. This is one of those moments, Brian, that you're three minutes into this half and you haven't scored yet. I call play, try to isolate Andrew Parrott down in the block.
Yeah, let's get it down to him. He's 2-for-2 down there.
Spent a lot of time out beyond the arc right now in the half.
Unless he's got Watson on him with two fouls, you know, again, go after him.
Watterson has it deep left wing.
Here we go.
Now there they go to the block for Parrott. Makes a move in, backs it back out. He did bump right into Watson, too. That would have been a chance to get that foul call. Good ball movement here and an open three for Western, and that gets knocked down. There you go. It all starts going down to your big body guy in the block and a little inside out there, and great ball movement on the perimeter and a triple for the Panthers. 28-35.
Much needed.
Travis Collins open in the corner, leaves that one short. Rebounded Parrott.
I say go to him again.
Watterson out on the floor, gets a screen. Gets switched on to Watson, so they do find Parrott not quite low enough. Backs it out to Pangborn beyond the arc. Screens and rolls, and good defense by Finch to get a hand on the ball and actually picks up the loose ball on the steal and will get called for stepping on the sideline. So I think... Is that... Oh, they... I guess a Panthers player stepped out while he had it.
Okay, yeah, I thought that was the Cardinal.
Yeah. So it'll stay Michigan Center ball, 4:06 to go here in the third quarter. 35-28 Cardinal lead.
Steve, they have gone down to Parrott now the last two possessions like you asked for, but he's given it up too fast. I want to see him go ahead and just make something happen, good or bad.
Yeah.
Take your chance.
Trey Collins up at the top gets the double screen and then just kind of stays there. Trying to go to Watson. They step back, leave Trey Collins open. He missed the shot. Rebounded by the Panthers. There's Parrott with the ball. Gives it up to Brody Parrott. Now Pangborn steps into a three and airballs. Andrew Parrott saves it. Looks like it's going to go off of Landon Sharp and out of bounds. We've seen a lot of those tonight. The two of them right in front of us in the JV game are, instead of saving it into your teammate, just throwing it at an opposing player.
Get your chance for some frustration out of there. I don't want to really get hit by Andrew Parrott fastball to the kneecap.
Right.
All right, let's see if Western has a good inbounds play here to maybe get the ball to Parrott and then go up strong.
He gets the inbound, making a move down the baseline, spins, pumps, backs it back out, and there's an open look for three. And Watterson hits the triple. And there's a little run now for the Panthers, 35-31. Travis Collins goes baseline. Double team comes, skips it out to French at the top. He pumps, puts it on the deck, drives into the elbow, now backs it back out to Watson. He'll pull the triple short, rebounded. Stevens gets it up to Willis, running the break up the left sideline. Slows it down, hands off to Watterson. He comes around on the left wing into traffic, backs it out. Stevens outside the arc now. Watterson comes to get it in the corner. Tries to get to the block, does for Stevens, backs it out. Parrott at the top of the key, and that's Andrew Parrott with the miss. Ping pong or pinballs around the ball. Western comes up with a loose ball. Another triple for Parrott. That one's a miss also and goes up over the backboard. Cardinals will get it back.
Yeah, once in a while you have a big guy make an early three, and as a coach you're not sure if that's good or bad. Right now, Parrott made his first one, missed his last maybe five.
Yeah, let's call that a heat check, and yeah. Maybe he'll say, you know what, maybe I need to get back down on the block.
Yeah. Usually when we talk about heat checks, guys made three or four in a row. Maybe
right.
That's a cool check, like check yourself.
Am I really ice cold? Trey Collins gives it up to Finch for the Cardinals. He goes off the dribble, loses it, but Henry Wright right there to get it back for the Cardinals. He scoops it to Trey Collins outside the arc at the top of the key. Calling for a screen. Goes left side, pump fakes. Now back across the middle into the elbow. Gives it up to Watson down deep. Missed the shot and rebounded by the Panthers. Point blank for Watson. A little off balance on the shot. Now Watterson gives it up to Andrew Parrott. Back out to Watterson and knocked away by Finch and out of bounds. It'll stay Western ball. 2:06 to play here. Third quarter, 35-31. Cardinals still holding on to a lead after getting out to a 10-point advantage. Panthers can cut it to within two or closer. Willis gives it up to Watterson. And we're down to the two-minute mark here in the third. Watterson setting up the spacing. Now goes right wing for Willis. pumps, now drives, tries to screen and roll with Parrott, and great defense by Hinkle to step in the passing lane. They're going to call it out off of the Panthers.
I'm not sure where Willis thought he was going to go with that one. I'll give him credit. There was a bounce pass just to nobody, but
yeah. And Hinkle was right in that passing lane. Finch brings it up for the Cardinals. Right side of the circle, now gives it up to Watson over there on the wing. Watson back to the basket, gets out of the block, and we get a reach in from Watterson. Coming down for that double team and caught Watson's arm. That's five fouls now in the quarter for the Panthers, and with 1:38 to play, Watson goes to the free throw line for the bonus.
And for Jaden as a youngster, these were anything but free points for free throws, but he's worked on it. Much better stroke, two for two right now. Of course, I put the jinx on him.
Little announcer jinx on him for that miss. Second free throw coming for Jaden Watson. Trying to end the scoring drought for the Cardinals and does get that one to fall. 36-31. 5-point lead for the Cardinals. Watterson brings it over the timeline for Western. Dribbles left side. Gets a screen there from Lucas Parrott. Doesn't use it, goes to the top, now swings it right side for Willis. Top of the key, Andrew Parrott backs in, backs it back out to Willis outside the arc, working left side of the key, back into the middle, picks up his dribble, kind of stuck there. Watterson able to come save him, and Watterson puts it on the deck. Back near midcourt, we'll look to re-space again. 63 seconds to go in the third. Watterson right side for Andrew Parrott. Parrott surveying, looking down at the block. Willis makes a good cut. Hinkle went for the steal, left Willis alone, and so Willis makes the layup. Cardinals back on the offense, seeing their lead diminish to just 3 points. Watson makes a move, spins into the air, elevates and scores it off the window. Watson with a couple of points, and Willis flies into the basket. Missed it, didn't go glass, and now fast the other way for the Cardinals. Back and forth pace here is pretty good. Watson's going to get called for a travel.
Looks like Watterson holding that left shoulder right now and going to the ground.
Now going to the ground in pain. And we get Sarah G back in action, jumping up from her perch next to us. 24.7 to go here in the quarter, 38-33. I didn't see what really happened. Was a little contact over there, maybe?
Yeah, I think Watson was spinning, and Watterson kind of reaching in there a little bit. I'm not saying he fouled him, but I think Watson got him with that big body right into the shoulder. Now, if he has any kind of Mel Gibson in him, he'll just go over there and whop it against the wall and be all...
Is there a file cabinet around here that he can...
Hope we don't have many young listeners. They won't know what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
right? The youngsters haven't seen that one.
Coach Brian Soraki over here, though, he's seen some Lethal Weapon movies. He knows what I'm talking about.
He's seen them all. Look at him.
Kind of used to seeing him with a little more passion over there.
Yeah.
Kind of subdued tonight.
Oh, so he's tired from all that walking. Every time I drive through town, I see him.
He wants a little higher scoring game. He's a defensive guy, though. I think he'd appreciate this.
Willis has it at the top for the Panthers. Right wing, Watterson. That's Pangborn goes baseline. Shot gets blocked by Watson. Saves it, though, out to Willis. 2 seconds. Pangborn from the corner for three. No good. Lucas Parrott with a chance to tip it and can't get it to go. So at the end of three, 38-33, Cardinals lead is 5. Let's go ahead and take a 60-second break, and we'll get the fourth quarter going on WKHM next.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 more minutes in this one. Still far from decided. Just a 5-point advantage for the Cardinals. Got out to a hot start in the third, but a little run back for the Panthers. And really it came from, again, defensively. They stepped up their intensity and made it tough sledding for the Cardinals to get anything going in the half court.
Yeah, still only 3 buckets, though, by Western in that third quarter, but a couple threes kind of kept them within reaching distance, at least.
Willis, Stevens, Pangborn, Lucas Parrott, and Andrew Parrott, and they turn it over right away. Willis trying to make a pass. Great hands by Travis Collins. Chases down the loose ball. Gets it to Finch, who brings it up the floor for the Cardinals. Set up on the left wing. Driving against Willis. Goes behind the backboard to Collins. Skips it out to Hinkle for an open look for 3. No, off the rim and goes out where Collins can grab it in the corner. Gives it up to Hinkle. High post down to Watson on the block. And Jaden Watson, instead of the two-handed flush like I was hoping for, just a soft touch layup, and it gets the Cardinals to 40.
Watson decided trying to win and not just be here for your entertainment, Steve.
I'm still rooting for that flush. We had 2 dunk attempts missed today. Watson now pressuring Andrew Parrott. Gives it up to Pangborn to go sets a screen. Up to the top, and Travis Collins in the passing lane again on the break with Lucas Parrott. Gives it up now to Hinkle, and he takes it and scores it in the foul. Hinkle going up strong there. Tough angle, but got it off the window and now goes to the free throw line.
Good job by Travis Collins there to gather it, keep his composure, and find the streaking Hinkle.
42-33 lead for the Cardinals. Yeah, Coach Howard, some words for Travis Collins right in front of us. That was a nice defensive play by Travis Collins and a good pass to Hinkle, trailing the play. Hopefully he was giving him some kudos and attaboy. There's a free throw make for Hinkle, and it's 43-33, the lead quickly. Balloons back to 10 points for the Cardinals. Under 7 to play.
For a low-scoring game, we've seen some good free throw shooting from both teams.
Yeah, Watterson gets a screen, gets out of the block, has to back it back out. Sometimes Watterson gets into that painted area with no real intention of what he's going to do.
Kind of Steve Nash in it, just feeling things out. He's watched a lot of Steve Nash videos.
Is that it? Just there's Willis coming out to the wing. Working against Collins. Backs it down to the block. Nowhere to go. Big clears it out to Watterson at the top. He dribbles it. Now backs it out to Willis. Pump fakes the 3. Now drives. Gets into the air. Off the tough finish from the lefty from the right side of the basket. And missed it. Rebounded by the Cardinals. And Trey Collins now on the left wing. Goes to high post for Watson. Back into the corner for Hinkle. Open for 3. Missed. Battle for the rebound there. Brody Parrott. They'll call it out off of Travis Collins. Parrott and Collins are really jockeying for position in that spot. Parrott won the battle.
Parrott, when inside guy wins.
Yep.
Western needs a little run right here. They're going to stay in touch.
Yep. Couple of buckets. Watterson with a nice dribble move. Gets the double team help to come, and Travis Collins switches onto him. Willis left of the circle gives it back out to Watterson, and that's been kind of their thing. Drive in a little bit, and Watterson clear it back out, and they'll go at it again. Watterson gets a double team. Collins and Hinkle both tracking him. Now finds an open Brody Parrott in the corner. He drives, and that floater goes.
Good take there by Brody Parrott. Just his second bucket of the game now with 4.
Cuts the lead to 8. 43-35. 5:28 to play in this one. Trey Collins out on the floor against Willis. Left side Finch. Free triple goes up off the front rim. Rebounded by Jaden Willis. Thinking of some old Lewin.
Yeah, just
default
name all the good
names.
Willis athletes.
Yep. Watterson out near the center circle with 5:10 to play. 43-35. His team trails right wing. And that Stevens out there. Stevens ball over his head looking for a passing target. Gives it to Andrew Parrott at the top. He dribbles into the elbow and backs it back out to Watterson. Under five to play. Down to the block. There's Parrott backing it out to Stevens. Pump fakes, drives. Loses it off of, it looked like we were going to get a kick ball against Watson there. No call, and now they go for a jump ball. It looked like it went off of Watson's shin. Usually we get that kick call. Hey, if you're just joining us, last update I had, Red Wings 1-0 lead over the Senators. We'll join that game in progress after this is complete. 4.5 to play here, 43-35. Travis Collins has it deep on the floor. Cardinals re-space. Now they come out to pressure. Travis Collins gives it up to Trey. Trey against Willis. Dribbles over right side. Now into the paint. And we all get a call on the floor, and that was a little push for Willis trying to keep Trey Collins out of the paint.
Yeah, boy, Western struggling on the offensive end this half. Just with four buckets, and we're down to 18 left in the fourth quarter.
Yep. The Cardinals, no urgency with an eight-point lead as time runs down. No urgency needed anyway. Trey Collins crosses on Watterson, gets in deep, and we'll get called for a travel.
Jaden Watson wanting some explanation.
Yeah, it looked like it was Collins that got the turnover, but Watson disagreeing on some of the travel calls he's gotten personally so far. 4:03 and ticking down. Update, Red Wings 2-0 lead against the Senators.
Need to start following hockey a little bit more.
Yeah, Red Wings on a good run.
Yeah.
Timeout from the Western Panther bench. Just a 30-second. We'll keep it here. Thanks to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, and Tom Coffey's Soft Water.
So, Steve, since it's been a while since I've been following hockey, is Yzerman and Fedorov, are they still doing well for the Wings?
Yeah,
or is that about the last time I started paying
attention? Gordie
Howe. I'm not quite there, but Cujo still between the pipes.
Yep, you got it.
Chris Howe's good. I could name a few old Wings.
Yeah.
So if I did test you on your hockey knowledge and Red Wing knowledge, if I set the over-under at 6.5 Wings that you could name, would you top that?
Ooh, 6.5. I think I've maybe come in under,
okay,
but close.
That's
probably a good number. Like, I think I could push it.
Okay.
Get Dylan Larkin, get Patrick Kane, Cedar. Now I really want to do it. DeBrinket.
Kind of putting you on the
spot. I know, too. And I'm trying to remember all these players' names. 3:55 to play. 43-35. Still an eight-point advantage for the Cardinals. And points just tough to come by for the Panthers. And this is those moments we talked about in the pregame, even, Brian, where do you get those points in a close game late? Who's your finisher? Who's your closer? There's Brody Parrott with a drive. Gets into the air. Rebound Parrott blocked by Watson. Boy, he took that one right off of the... out of the sky. He was all the way up there elevated. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Western ball.
Yeah, that's the height of Watson. Wingspan and good jumping ability, too,
yeah,
for Jaden Watson.
He's got some springs, athleticism. Inbound to Parrott in the corner. Hands it into Watterson, who had just passed it in. Watterson will set up the offense. And now the opposite true what I said. No urgency necessary for the Cardinals. Urgency very necessary for the Panthers. You got to get shots up.
It's hard against this Cardinal D. They're suffocating.
Yep. Parrott gets in, backs it in out to Brody Parrott. Hands off to Watterson again. Watterson makes a dribble move into the lane. Gets past the D. Down deep. Left-handed finish. No good. And he'll get a foul call. And I think that's going to go against Trey Collins.
They're going to get him on the floor with a little reach. So Western's still going to have to inbounds it.
Yep.
This Cardinal D, you talked about it earlier. They'll just switch. Makes it hard to just get open
yep.
looks.
And there's not... especially, like, you can see against this roster, there's no mismatches, really, that get created. You might end up with Watson on Watterson, perhaps. That could be, he could beat him off the dribble, but other than that, nice drive down deep. Watterson in the lefty finish. That felt like somebody who had some urgency about needing to get some buckets, and they set up some pressure. Hinkle breaks it, gives up to Wright in the corner, back out to Hinkle. 2:48 to go, and it's 43-37. 6 points is dangerous late in this game. And there's a steal by Willis, and breaking away, takes it all the way down and make it 4 points. And there you go. The lead cuts down again, and Cardinals at risk. We'll get a timeout, full timeout from Coach Howard on the bench. We'll keep it here again tomorrow. Connor Dockery with the call as the Lansing Everett team comes into Jackson High. New coach over there, Jay Hyde.
Yeah.
The end of the Milton Barnes era. We always liked Coach Barnes, though. He was a
good character.
Good character. I liked it. I didn't talk to him much, but it was just the facial expressions that you see sometimes in the game from him was great.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job of, like, we did get to sit the Spring Arbor shot clock tournament kind of near Coach Barnes, and I always thought the things he had to say, the kids were positive and
yeah,
a good teacher. I mean, he'd been around basketball forever, coaching at many levels.
Oh, yeah, where did
Eastern Michigan.
We were out at Albion.
Oh, yeah.
Albion College, that Kresge, that Carl Lee
yep.
tournament. Of course, Center played in that this year, and that's where they lost to Marshall.
Yeah, yeah.
Michigan Center will be next in action Wednesday here at the Ray Haynes Gymnasium against Addison, who's winless on the year so far. Meanwhile, Western's next game, as you mentioned, tough one on the road at Marshall. So no easy ones for Western this week.
Yeah, when you're a struggling offensive team facing this Michigan Center defense and then going to Marshall isn't exactly the cure.
Right.
Because Marshall, very athletic, too. It's going to be similar.
Yeah, good length, I heard. Collins gets the inbound under pressure. Willis with a near knockaway. They turn it over. Stevens on the breakout. Backs it back out, and Cardinals steal it back. Watson in the passing lane. He's got Hinkle running mate. Taking it in the lane. Loses control, but gets it up in the air and draws a foul. And he's all right. That was just a tough. He was at full sprint to make that catch and try to get it up on the glass. Hinkle, decent free throw shooter, though. 43-39. The Cardinals lead is 4.
Yeah, that's when you're a high school player and you have the ability to dunk. You're always trying to get those steps just right. And Hinkle kind of in mid-steps and getting hit. You know, we've seen a lot of good sportsmanship from both teams, guys reaching down to help people up.
Yeah. Love to see that. I think sometimes there's a lot of, I don't want taunting necessarily, but after every three-point make and stuff, there's always something going on. But still, the coolest thing you can do is be a good sport. And it's nerdy for me to say that, but I still think that's true. As Hinkle splits the pair, tough shooting that, I think, for Hinkle. But he's definitely contributed on the glass and defensively.
Yeah, a lot of passes, too.
And there's Watterson making a drive. He's going to get bumped and go to the floor. And that'll go against Travis Collins. It's the third team foul here against the Cardinals. 2:06 to play, 44-39. And that'll be free throws for Watterson.
Kind of a tough one on Travis Collins. He looked like standing there. Watterson looked like he kind of initiated the contact.
Yeah. He's got that kind of Allen Iverson. If you drive down there enough, you're small enough that it looks like you got bumped no matter what.
Yeah, because what do you have? We don't have official heights. What do you think Watterson goes?
5'5",
maybe?
Yeah.
So and he does hit the deck a lot driving. So, yeah, you're right.
But he's done a nice job kind of running the offense and handling the ball most of the time here for Western. Missed that free throw and rebounded by Hinkle. So we say 44-39. Right side Hinkle. He's going to drive. It skips it into the corner for Collins, and he'll dribble out of there. Travis Collins working all the way around to the left wing. Hands off to Finch there, and Pangborn grabs him. Minute 52, 44-39. Almost a little four corners there for the Cardinals. Under 2 minutes here.
I kind of like that Pangborn foul there. Get it to where now you get to choose who you'd like to foul. Finch not taking a free throw yet. If he touches the ball, that's where I'm going if I'm Western.
They get Hinkle instead, and that'll send Hinkle to the free throw line. He split a pair, so maybe he's ready for a miss.
Yeah, 2 for 3 on the night.
They put Henry
he's
right
kind of a gamer,
game.
Though. He's a guy that, a game on the line, you usually feel pretty good about.
And bangs that one in. Hinkle, of course, a very successful year as the quarterback for the Cardinal football team. Guy who, again, kind of a brutal knee injury last year and able to come back and play this year. Glad they get a senior year out of him on the basketball court because they really missed him and what he gives them as far as toughness and edge. Willis rebounds the free throw miss on the second one, and a triple. Chance Pangborn knocks one down.
His third triple of the night.
45-42. This is a tight game. It ain't over yet. And Collins racing around the pressure, and we'll get a bump on the sidelines. Going to go against Watterson. That'll send Travis Collins to the free throw line.
Unofficially, I have Watterson now for four. Collins may be one of the guys you don't want to put on the line. You mentioned it earlier. Always pretty steady from line. Two for two tonight.
I feel like if you checked Travis Collins' heart rate in the first quarter and then in the clutch, it's exactly the same. Like, he doesn't seem to ever get too high or too low.
No, he's always got that same look on his face.
And yep.
He's just a guy that can run for days as well.
Yeah. He had that. I'll never forget that. It must have been last year early in the season, and he had that breakaway, and he went up and two-hand jammed it with a defender on him. There's another triple. Brody Parrott hits. Let him take that. And even as the Cardinals continue to be successful at the line, 47-45, just a two-point lead with 85 seconds left in this one.
And I'm not a math wizard, but three's bigger than two, so you can do that a couple times.
I mean, that's precisely the reason you do that foul, even if they make them both and you go hit a three, it still gets you closer. And again, I set it at 6 points. 6 points is not that, you know, that can go away really fast.
Yeah, but there's still, with a minute 25, that's plenty of time to choose who you want to put on the line. And, you know, the last two possessions they put, Hinkle and Travis Collins, those aren't two of the guys you want to put, you
right.
know. Double team them, force it to who you want to go to, and then, like I said, Finch yet to shoot a free throw and yet to score a point.
Right.
You got to make him prove it, or Jaden Watson, we talked about, you know, he's become a much better free throw shooter, but still, you know, he missed
split
his,
a pair
yeah,
earlier.
Yeah. yeah, so make it somebody other than Hinkle or Travis Collins.
Update at the end of one, Red Wings 3-0 lead now. I was just listening to Connor Dockery today on the docket at noon and saying this Red Wings team known for being kind of slow starters. Well, they shed that for tonight anyway. 3-0 lead in the first period. And again, we'll join that game after this one concludes. 1:25 on the clock. Michigan Center ball out of the timeout. Full court pressure here from the Western Panthers. They go right into Finch.
There you go. That's the guy.
And they foul him. And that, you might be exactly right with what Coach Moffitt said, because there was no defense on him really to take that inbound.
Yeah, and you know what? Finch very well could make them both and prove to be a bad call, but, you know, a guy that hasn't scored and hasn't shot a free throw, take your chances.
Finch toes the stripe and rattles out. Minute 21 left, too, so they only burned 4 seconds. Western keeping themselves plenty of time, 47-45, and we're getting a heck of a game here late.
And if you're Western, even if he makes this, you don't no need to panic and chuck a bad three.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to the hole, draw a foul.
And he does hit. 3-point lead for the Cardinals. Parrott inbounds to Willis. Willis didn't start, but he's played a lot of minutes, especially here in the second half. He works over the right side. Collins on him. That's Travis. Now to the top for Brody Parrott. Gets it away to Willis, drives into the elbow, backs it out to Watterson. Top of the key, Pangborn pumps. He's got Hinkle chasing, drives, leans in. We get a foul. It's going to be on the ground, and that's going to go against.
Going to get Hinkle.
Get Hinkle on that bump. So Pangborn will inbound. We're down to 1 minute. 48-45. Cardinals with a 3-point lead. Chance Pangborn on the baseline. Inbound with Hinkle there. Defending, gets it into Watterson in the corner. Top of the key. Pangborn gives it back up to Watterson. Chased out there by Trey Collins. Guarding tight. Watterson drives. Watson steps up. Pump fake Pangborn. Watterson gets everybody off their feet. Out to Willis was open. Pangborn top. Willis for three. Left wing. Ties it up. No. Short. Rebounded Watson. Watson gives it up to Trey Collins, but not before they're going to grab Watson and force him to make a free throw here.
Boy, Willis caught that, was wide open. You could see he didn't really want to shoot that three. That's not really a strength of his. Got it back again and was like, heck, I guess I have to this time.
And he did, like, kind of look at it like he's going to shoot it, hoping to draw somebody over to him so he could feed Pangborn, who I think is who they'd like to have taking that triple.
If you're Western here, you're hoping that, you know, no better than a split here for Michigan Center. You're still in this.
41 seconds left. Cardinals lead it by three, 48-45. Jaden Watson for Michigan Center at the stripe, and he hits.
Watson looked pretty calm on that one. Once you make that first one, that second one's always a little easier.
Confident, smooth stroke for Watson. It's good. 5-point lead now. Cardinals with a little breathing room. 38 seconds. Western. Watterson crosses over. Works right side. Steps it back. Willis at the top. Pump fakes. Now drives into the corner. Back out to Watterson. Somebody's going to have to take the shot. 26 seconds. Watterson. Right side. Willis steps into a three. No. Keeps it. Knocked away briefly. Skips in the corner. Pangborn fires with Hinkle in his face. And Hinkle runs into him. And that'll be three free throws for Pangborn. And Coach Howard knows that it's nice to be aggressive and go out and get a hand up on that, but you can't follow through and knee the guy in the chest.
Yeah. That's where you just want the hand in the face and not leave your feet on that.
Pangborn's first free throw is good. Sam Betty's probably a pretty good free throw shooter.
Yeah, he's got three threes.
50-46, cuts it to four. We got 16.4 on the clock. Bangs home the second free throw.
This is a big one here.
Cuts it to three.
Then you can foul, and even if they split, you have a chance.
Pangborn missed that one. Off the heel, rebounded Watson. Stolen?
Oh.
No, Finch goes to the ground and gets it, and they have to grab Hinkle.
Boy, Watson has turned and threw it. Almost to the Western Panthers. Finch did a good job of keeping that alive.
Staying with it, yeah.
And it's going to be Hinkle going to the line.
About 5 seconds. Not quite. 11.9 seconds remain. 50-47. Hinkle can make this a two-possession lead.
If you do, with 11 seconds left, you feel pretty good about your chances.
That one's going to go off the heel.
Well, we talked about who's going to be Western's go-to guy. Needing a three, you think that's going to be Pangborn if possible.
Yep. Hinkle, oh, that looked like it was going to go long. That rattles in just enough. 4-point lead for the Cardinals. Stolen by Travis Counts. Tosses it up in the air. 9 seconds. And a battle at center court and a foul. Who are they going to get that against?
I think that's going to go against Brody Parrott on the reach.
8.1 left. Great play, Travis Collins, to just be able. Yeah. And all the Cardinals were defensive backs there.
Yeah.
And the quarterback couldn't get it past him. Collins able to squeeze possession and just saved it inbounds, just tossed it up in the air.
Yeah, not only the steal, but presence of mind to kind of throw it up high. I mean, that wasted 2 seconds.
Trey Collins at the free throw line after the foul call, and he misses. Still a 4-point lead, 51-47 for the Cardinals, 8.1 seconds. This has to kill Coach Howard. That used to be at the end of games. We would hope to have a couple-point lead and then just make him foul him, and he'd go and knock down the free throws.
Yeah, he might still have the record for free throw percentage.
Yeah. And Trey Collins pressuring Watterson. 4-point lead for the Cardinals, 4 seconds left.
They had a foul to give, so not bad there. But now just Coach Howard saying don't.
Was that number five?
Oh, well.
The officials aren't
saying
anything.
The board says five, yeah.
They inbound it, and Travis Collins steals.
That's going to do it.
That should do it. 2.7 seconds. 52-47. And that's going to send Travis Collins to the free throw line.
It's time to pad a couple stats now if you're Travis Collins.
Add your point total. wearing the black and yellow Nikes.
So how's your shoe knowledge? Do we know, like, are those...
I don't know at all. Yeah, not even sure. Close, yeah.
Okay.
I know the swoosh logo, though. Those are Nikes, guaranteed.
Those are that, yeah.
Travis Collins hits them both, ices it up, and 54-47 may be our final. Watterson with the fling. Oh, hit off the rim. Had a chance. There you go. That's your final, 54-47. Let's take a two-minute break here on the postgame, and we'll get your player of the game and wrap things up for Michigan Center. Cardinals victorious, 54-47 on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes with Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tough call. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame here, 54-47. The final, Michigan Center gets the home court win. They're next in action on Wednesday. Right here again, Addison is the visitor. Cardinals now 7-1 on the year. And still 5-0 in the league and unbeaten conference schedule thus far for the Cardinals, and they'll be favored in most of their matchups with other conference opponents. But I think Leslie's looking good this year. Columbia Central, they gave Cardinals all they could handle. So, yeah, we'll see, but it'll be fun to watch them get through the league, and maybe we'll see them in the postseason. Meanwhile, that's now 2-7 on the year for Western. They're just 1-2 in the league, and they're next in action, we mentioned, tomorrow night at Marshall. So that's going to be a tough opponent for the Panthers. How did the numbers work out for Western?
Well, for Western, we had Rourke Watterson with 7, Chance Pangborn with 11, Brody Parrott had 7, Jaden Willis with 8, Isaac Gernan with 3, Andrew Parrott leading the way with 11. Well, I say leading the way, Pangborn also had 11, but Parrott with 11 in the first half, and the goose egg in the second half.
Yeah.
Just kind of non-existent there.
Yeah, and we, you know, it's not that he didn't get touches or even have opportunities, but he did kind of just look to pass it out, and I thought he was best when he had a little space and back to the basket was able to work against guys. Although I think the Cardinals were a lot more aggressive in the second half and maybe looking to come down and double those plays for him on the block. But nice player, just a junior, so he'll get better throughout the year, presumably, and who knows, we'll see. I know we'll see Western and Northwest later this year, so we'll have another chance to check out the Parrott game.
Yeah.
So how about for the victorious Michigan Center Cardinals?
Well, for the Cardinals, we had kind of a balanced attack. Hayden Hinkle with 11, Miles Finch with 1, Henry Wright 2, Travis Collins with 9, including 6 for 6 from the line, all in the second half to ice it away. Jaden Watson with 13 and leading the way in the scoring column was Trey Collins. Had 16 and 9 of them coming in the first half and a bunch in the second quarter when the Cardinals didn't really have much going. So, you know, you and I talk player of the game. There's a argument to be made for about four guys, and I'm going to leave this one to you.
I say, and different times in the game. So, what was more important, that late second quarter where they kind of came from behind and took the lead going into the half? Was it at the end of the game where they iced things away and Western didn't go away? They were pesky the whole way, so it was never comfortable until maybe the last 14-15 seconds. So there was big moments there for I think Travis Collins was big down that stretch. Jaden Watson all game, of course, what he brings them as far as always having to know where he is on defense, and then you get in there and he had a couple big blocks, so you know he makes it uncomfortable to drive to the basket against Michigan Center also. So yeah, there are different people at different times. Of course, we mentioned Hinkle really sharing the ball well, and a lot of the things he does aggressive in rebounding. So it's super tough. Let's go Trey Collins, the easy one, 16 points. Kind of a quiet 16, but the leading scorer for the game, and definitely went out and played tough defense on Watterson. Was handling the ball 80% of the time for Western, and Collins was tracking him mostly that entire time. I will say also good minutes from Henry Wright. Landon Sharp gave him a couple good minutes when he had to get in there, so good to see the Cardinals with a little bit of depth. I think, you know, come postseason, they're probably only going to go you know, seven deep, essentially, but a little bit of depth showing there in case of injury and other stuff throughout the year. You never know what's going to happen. We don't wish injury on them. Matter of fact, the Cardinals have been hurt by injury has been a big problem for them over the last couple of years, Hinkle, as I mentioned, especially. So let's hope he stays healthy and the Cardinals can continue this run that they're on early in the year. Former legendary
Travis
Cardinal
Gaddy
coach Travis Gaddy.
There's a lot of wins in the belly. Travis Gaddy, Andy Sheridan, Tim Fry.
That's great. Well, Brian, any final thoughts here before we take you away to Red Wings hockey?
Well, my final thoughts, Coach Moffitt, I think hit the nail on the head with our little pregame talk where just not showing where points were going to come from reliable.
Right.
And there was just too big of stretches in there where there were just no points coming from.
Right.
And they didn't seem to have an answer for anything. And that's something that's, you know, we talked about how many points they lost last season. You know, hopefully, and Coach Moffitt, there's no doubt in my mind he'll get them better and defining their roles and where that's going to come from. But somebody's going to have to step up, too.
You know, I think, too, and of course, we know Coach Moffitt a long time at Northwest, and his son was on roster for 4 years, a four-year starter, essentially. And he reminds me of, like, Watterson would get into the paint and then kind of bring it back out, look to pass it or do something else. Those were times when Moffitt would just gone in there and got shot up. And, you know, it's just funny to me that way, that just the difference in players and what Moffitt brought for them, you know, when he was back at Northwest and now as he's coaching here and he's got you got a different crop. And even his first year at Western last year with Maverick Hammond, you knew you were going to get a shot up.
Yeah.
So that's a challenge that he'll have to figure out. What are we going to do for points? The defense was good, and they've got athletes. So where do they get points from? And he set it up perfectly, teed it up for us to say that's exactly where their shortfall is.
Yeah.
I think they'll get better throughout the year for sure. And some of those juniors who are getting their first time big minutes will kind of come into their own role and they'll figure out who that shooter is going to be.
And as we know in high school, it's not like you can recruit shooters.
Right.
Like you can't say, well, we need some shooters. Let's go get some. You're kind of the hand that is dealt to you. And if we're being quite honest, Western's strength isn't their outside shooting. Like those guys, we saw Willis who made some nice shots, but everything was kind of inside. You saw he didn't really want to fire those threes late.
Yep. So, but I think, again, they're not going to be easy to play. There will probably be games where they have five guys with, like, 10 points. You know what I mean? Five guys in double figures. No one with – no 25-point games there.
Right.
But just games where they get some – the shots are going down and they feel good, and that will happen for them. But tough sledding moving on to a tough matchup tomorrow at Marshall, at historic Marshall, as GOC would say.
The Cardinals, on the flip side, they have a bunch of guys that can go out and get you points wherever and however, too. So the embarrassment of riches.
Any given night, yeah. And good athletes, they looked good tonight. It was good to see. And, of course, like I mentioned, my good friend Anthony Howard, we used to call him Tony. That's a running joke in our friendship circle. But, yeah, just good to see him get a win tonight and off to a good start on his first year as the head coach here.
He can sing like a bird, too.
He is a multi-talented individual, to say the least. Yeah. All right, well, we'll wrap it up here, get you to Red Wings Hockey. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, including Jackson Public Schools and Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, 80 years at IST. Thanks to those guys. And for the Professor Brian Haynes and our executive producer tonight back in the studio, Luke Moorhead, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next time. Tomorrow night, Connor Dockery, Lansing Everett at Jackson High, about 6:45 for the start time here on WKHM. Have a great night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.